Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory, which is due your precious name. For God, you are truly great and you so greatly to be praised. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will have thine own way. As we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you will increase within us, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for life, health, and strength, O God. God, we thank you for open doors that no man can close. And God, we thank you for the closed doors that, Lord God, you didn't even open for us. Father God, we give you glory and we give you honor, God. And even as we study your word, oh God. Increase our knowledge, God. Give us more revelation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But most of all, God, give us understanding. And God, we will be careful to give you all the praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Daniel, the 10th chapter, 12 and 13 verses, and I will be reading from the NLT, which is the New Living Translation. That's Daniel 10, 12 and 13. And it says, "Don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." Now, I want to do something right here. We're going to reread this verse in this same translation, but you're going to put your name there. It says, "Don't be afraid, Patricia. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer. But for 21 days, the spirit of prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Thank you, Lord." Sometimes, people of God, you got to make it personal. Because this is just between you and him. You and God. So the topic on this morning is angels dispatched. You see, in Daniel 10, 12 through 13, an angel comforts Daniel, reassuring him that God heard his prayers from the very first day he started talking to him. He explained his 21-day delay was caused by a spiritual battle with the prince of Persia until the archangel Michael arrived to help. People of God, I just come to encourage you. God heard you when you first told him about the situation. God heard you even before you laid down before him, even before you hit your knees. God heard you. And yes, there is a delay, but that delay does not mean denial. There was a spiritual battle here with the prince of Persia until the archangel Michael arrived and helped. Let me tell you something. You have your angels to come and to help. You have your angels to come and to fight for you. And the scripture also confirms that angels are ministering spirits, which are sent by God to actively serve, protect, and guide believers. Rather than acting on their own, they are heavenly messengers and warriors dispatched to carry out specific missions on earth. And I just want to highlight some assignments of the angels, which are in the word of God. It's Hebrews 1, verse 14. They are called ministering spirits, which are sent to serve the believers. which are us. In Psalm 103, verse 20, they are described as mighty ones who execute God's command. Come on here, somebody. In Psalm 91, 11, and 12, promises angelic protection over the lives of the faithful ones, which is us. And Matthew 18 and 10 mentions personal angelic care for individuals. So, as we continue to study the Word of God, the angel assures Daniel that God hears prayers from the very first moment a person humbles themselves and seeks understanding. See, there's many times we don't know what's going on. We don't even know where the battle started. But in Daniel 10, 12 through 13, it describes an unseen spiritual battle. There's a blockage there somewhere, explaining that Daniel's prayers were heard immediately, but the angelic messenger was delayed by a hostile spiritual force, which was the prince of Persia, until the archangel Michael intervened. People of God, you always have an angel to intervene on your behalf. Come on here, somebody. When it gets so heavy, when the battle gets so heavy, and you get tired and you wonder, God, what's going on? Because I know what you said. Sometimes and many times, we always need help. We cannot do this thing by ourselves. And then here we see there was a spiritual warfare, because them prayers, the enemy did not want the prayers to be answered. The prayers that Daniel prayed, he did not want them to be answered, so he was hindering them. So there was a spiritual warfare. The prince of the kingdom of Persia is often referred to as a high-ranking fallen angel or a demonic force assigned to influence the Persian Empire. You see, this reveals that earthly conflicts and opposition often have invisible spiritual dimensions. Come on here, somebody. Our fight is not in the natural realm. It is in the spiritual realm. That's why you have to put on the whole armor of God. You can't walk around here unprotected in the spirit. Come on here, somebody. You got to have on the whole armor of God. And here we see Daniel had angelic assistance. The messenger angel was unable to break through alone and required the help of Michael, a chief prince, often identified as an archangel, to continue his mission to Daniel. And people of God, even though we have angelic assistance and you have the command, you have the authority to go tell your angel to go do this and to go do that, many of us, our angels are waiting on us to give them their assignments. Come on here, somebody. You get the elbow shake. Oh, my God, I feel the spirit of the Lord so heavy. They are waiting on us. You trying to find out what's going on. You are in the midst of the battle. There are delays. There are obstacles in your way. So you have to tell you, I need help. So you have to have persistence in faith, because Daniel fasted. And yes, and he prayed for 21 days without seeing an answer. And the passage is frequently used to teach believers to remain steadfast in prayer, even when facing unseen obstacles or delayed results. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I'm going to be consistent with my walk with God. I'm going to be consistent with my prayer, because the minute I give up, that's when the enemy is going to overtake me. He's waiting. He's waiting to wear you out. He's waiting for you to be worn out. He's waiting for that crack to open, that door to open, so he can ambush you. Come on here, people of God. You have to be persistent in faith. My God. So we see Daniel had been praying and he's been fasting just like you are. Some of you are, you're praying and you're fasting. You are waiting on God and you're asking God to help. Come on, you do the old shy, but nothing is happening. And just like Daniel, I'm sure he thought, okay, God, you brought me through the lion's den and I've seen your power and favor. So why aren't you answering me? Come on here. But see, you see, after 3 weeks of silence, an angel appeared to him and said, Daniel, from the first day you prayed, your request was heard in heaven. But the spirit, prince of Persia, blocked me until now. Be persistent in your faith walk. Be persistent in your prayer life. Be persistent in reading your word. Be persistent. So on day one, God set the miracle into motion. But there were reasons for the delay. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Well, there were reasons for the delay. When we don't see anything happening, we think God must not have heard us. Nothing is changing. No, not true. Because the moment you prayed according to God's word, he set things in motion and dispatched the angel. You see, you can't see it yet, but things have changed in your favor. You see, healing has been released. The right people have been lined up to come into your life. To get you to your next. You see, the breaks and the restoration have been put in place. Listen to me well. It's in your future. Now, you have to do your part. And you have to be persistent in faith. You have to be persistent in your walk with God. You can't give up just because you are feeling tired and you don't see anything. People of God, it's just a matter of time before the angel shows up with the answer. My God, just a matter of time. Hold on. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God who rules over the forces of darkness that try to hold back the blessings that we are believing you for. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are breaking the way open right now. You are making ways out of no ways, only that you can do, God. We believe in your word. We believe in your plan for our life. Father God, we believe you are releasing us into divine favor and into new levels, that you are opening doors, that we are walking according to your ways. And Father God, we will be ever very careful to give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, my time is up, and I thank you for tuning in. If you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. And listen, drop me a line. Write your prayer request to me. Mail them in to me. P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And listen, as always, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164. Or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brivell.